The Somali government and the SOM troops were able to take over Marka with little resistance because al-Shabaab vacated the city before their troops arrived. Al-Shabaab has chosen to tactically withdraw from areas under pressure from the Somali government and allied forces in recent months, and this has spared it the large casualties that it would likely experience if it engaged in direct battle. However, when al-Shabaab has vacated other cities previously, the group still maintains an influence in those areas by leaving behind operatives who organize guerrilla attacks such as roadside IEDs and assassinations in order to pressure government and allied forces out of the area. And this is what we're currently seeing in the capital of Mogadishu and other areas of South Central Somalia, where al-Shabaab is still carrying out regular attacks. So we can anticipate that Marka will still be the target of al-Shabaab attacks in the near term.
In terms of the eventual battle for Kismayu, what sort of fighting are we likely to see? Do you think it's going to be an all-out battle, or do you think we're likely to see the kind of withdrawal and then guerrilla tactics that you mentioned there in relation to Marka?
Well, that's hard to tell because, one, you have to go by the rhetoric and then the action of al-Shabaab officials in the recent past. So the rhetoric in the recent past has been they tactically withdraw from cities and then they leave behind operatives to carry out guerrilla attacks. And then they also try and station themselves strategically around the roads and highways around major cities where they've lost control in order to attack convoys that are resupplying Somali government international troops. So that's been the general strategy that al-Shabaab has used. They have not really engaged directly in battle with any government troops or international forces. So it would be interesting to see if al-Shabaab would take that tactic in Kismayu. It's possible that they would do that, just given the importance of the port. But if you just go by the type of strategy they've used in the recent past, they have not engaged in direct battle, which, is, again, has helped them to not lose as many troops that they would otherwise.